The day before the convention, Democrats highlighted this state, which they need to win in November, and celebrated just being Democrats.
I got one!
Democrats have come to town on Labor Day, as North Carolina's unemployment rate hovers well above the rest of the country, a rate that remains high nationally at more than 8%. Many here blame big corporations. James Hoffa Jr. is the head of the largest labor union in the United States.
They're taking companies that were here, factories that were here, moving them to Mexico, moving them to India, doing things like that, basically destroying those middle class jobs.
The point people here make is that rightward leaning conservative Republicans got the country into economic trouble. Civil rights leader Jesse Jackson.
President Bob Rock, he inherits an 800,000 a month job loss, 3.5 million job loss. It's the gushing out of the bottom of our economy. That hemorrhaging of our economy stopped.
I've been downsized about 5 times in the last 5 years.
Reginald Purcell is a victim of the economy. He has steady work this week as a floral designer, only because the convention is in town. But he says he's still voting for President Obama.
It just seems that the economy is at that point, that it's just at the point of turning around.
The Republican nominee for president, Mitt Romney, and his running mate, Paul Ryan, blame Democrats, even hearkening back to a president of 30 years ago. Paul Ryan campaigned here in North Carolina on Monday.
Every president since the Great Depression who asked Americans to send them into a second term could say that you are better off today than you were 4 years ago, except for Jimmy Carter and for President Barack Obama.
Democrats and the president will spend 3 days making their case. This empty arena fills with 6,000 delegates and thousands more volunteers and support staff each day the convention gavels in. The main speeches will be heard on network television, and 4,000 Democratic parties will be held across the country to watch what happens here at the Democratic National Convention. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News, Charlotte, North Carolina.